This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is Election Day in North Dakota, where the turnout is expected to be heavy. Among the items on the ballot bringing people to the polls is a proposal to wipe out the state's property tax. If it passes, it will be a first in the nation. Josh Ferche is a professor of law at the University of North Dakota. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Happy to join you.
Help me understand how this would work. Eliminate the property tax in that state means maybe $1 billion disappears in a relatively small overall state budget. So what's the plan to deal with what would be the missing money?
Well, that's actually one of the big questions. The idea is to eliminate the tax and figure out how to deal with the shortfall later, and that's actually one of the major criticisms of the proposal. The oil boom that we've had in North Dakota has created a large amount of government funding. And so there's a lot of money in the state, and the state is holding some of that as tax revenues from the oil companies. And I think one of the ideas, even though the proposal doesn't suggest that it would actually happen, is that that money could be used to cover any of the shortfalls that they deem necessary.
Is there any sense that the money available from that boom in fossil fuels in that western part of the state could actually make up for a missing property tax?
Well, there is an awful lot of money there. And of course, any sort of fossil fuel tax is limited. There is an end time. And so that revenue at some point will certainly go away. The state has been running with as much as a $1 billion budget surplus even through 2007, 2008, and with 600,000 odd people here. You can imagine that translates into a lot of money per person. But no, there's no real comfort level with the fact that there's such a big shortfall. And I think that's why you see employee unions siding with the Chamber of Commerce and changing with other farm groups and most elected officials coming out against the proposal.
Josh Ferche, professor of law at the University of North Dakota, thank you very much for this.
Glad to help.